Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden. We are the Chuck and Julie Show, Truth Straight Up, brought to you by...
brought to you by Mountain West Wellness Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. Okay, we're going to get to this after a while. Colorado Republican Party, Rhino, Unity, not really, Chair Brittlehorn...
It's full panic mode
as she's trying to cover up the $20,000 hole that she has got the party into. We're going to...
She owes her lawyer... is trying to bill us
right
$100,000
just to a coup of the party. So we'll get to that in a moment. Just want to let everybody know that's breaking news. But want to start off with other breaking news of a very good kind. Dr. Janet Joshi, people may remember, it was a longtime Colorado legislator, Dr. No under Governor Hickenlooper, which is pertinent. Ran for as a grassroots warrior in CD8. But Dr. Joshi, you have an announcement again today. So welcome to the show and take it away. Oh, unmute yourself, though.
You need to unmute.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chuck and Julie, for having me in your show. And I am so pleased to announce that now I'm a candidate for U.S. Senate from Colorado. And I made a formal announcement on Monday. We are ready to go. Our website is ready, which is janakjoshiforcolorado.com. And the donation links are ready. So everything is up and running now.
Oh, that's
and
great.
We are going to go all over the state and make why they should elect me.
Get rid of John Hickenlooper. So.
Of course.
Are there any other announced candidates?
Somebody said that there was another name, but nobody knows.
I have not heard anything.
Right.
I have not heard. Well, so, I mean, the reasons, I think anybody who lives in Colorado kind of gets the reasons. But go ahead and why don't you walk through, you know.
Why we should replace her.
Maybe we need to get rid of Hickenlooper and put you in there.
Sure. Well, I mean, I am not a new face in Colorado politics. But my principles have never changed from day one I ran. I mean, they are very simple. They are smaller government, lower taxes, and less regulations. And basically, the points I'm running on is economy, healthcare, and immigration. And as you know, for last several years, even decade, you might say, the economy and healthcare has always been on the top of the list. They go up and down a little bit, but they have always been on the top of the list. And of course, we know why, because without a good economy, we cannot do anything. People want the roof on their head. They want to feed their family. They want to educate their children and have a nice life. And without good jobs, that can happen. And right now, the Liberal Democrats, both, they did it at the federal level and also in Colorado, even worse right now.
Yeah.
Because the regulations are so many that finally even the Chamber of Commerce came out and said, hey, we need to do something because businesses are shutting down.
Well, and you see, like John Hickenlooper, I mean, they support continued illegal immigration. John Hickenlooper supports continued voter registration rolls being totally corrupt. He supports... He supports the United States being at the bottom of the pile as far as the world economy goes. I mean, to me, I think it'd be he and you've seen what Donald Trump is doing.
Well, the hard part is, how do we know what he stands for? I mean, he became a U.S. senator, and I don't know, he sort of disappeared. Where would he go?
And that's what I'm hearing. I said, what has he done? Where is he? It's almost 5 years. I mean, next year will be the sixth year. And he has done nothing. I mean, Colorado has a certain values and lifestyle, and it has been going downhill because in 2010, I was elected in the House, he was elected the governor of the state. And what we have seen, instead of taxes, they call it fees, and they have kept on pushing. I mean, anybody goes to renew your driver's license or your car's registration. Look at how many fees they have, and they increased it again this year.
Oh yeah. And it's great. Well, and Hickenlooper, I mean, as far as we know, seems to support all of that, right? I
Of
mean,
course,
we
he was
don't
there,
know.
the governor.
Who knows? Last position he took was almost 6 years ago. Since then, he's been in hiding.
Exactly. So, I mean, I am a legal immigrant. I came to this country legally. And when we see people who just sneak in and jump the lines, I mean, we had to go wait in the embassy or the consulate's office in our home country, fill out forms, paperwork, they check us out. We had to have a physical exam done, get a chest X-ray. We even had to have a sponsor so we do not become a burden to the state for 2 years. That was the condition. I remember my brother actually sponsored me, and he had to get his job letter, his bank letter, and a affidavit. These three things was required. And now these people come in, and actually, I mean, me and you are paying from our pocket to support them.
Yes.
Well,
And John Hickenlooper supports that.
one of the things John said a little over 6 years ago, when asked at least originally about running for U.S. Senate, he said, "I'd make a lousy senator. I'm a much better governor, and I'm just not really made to be a senator." He was right. He was telling you the truth.
Exactly. You are so right. I mean, let's
Yeah.
now not have a lousy senator, but let's have a very vibrant senator who will do something for the state of Colorado and our beautiful country.
Has he sponsored any bills? Have you ever said, "Okay, we'll try to do this, or we'll try to do that"? I mean,
When he was
has he?
governor, he wanted to end homelessness, but that
That's
hasn't
right.
worked
Ten-year,
out.
the 10-year plan,
Yeah.
10-year plan to end homelessness, which clearly he accomplished. And so it's just. I mean, he's even brought any pork home? I mean, what? I mean,
Not
he
good
just.
point.
I mean, he's just ensconced in Washington with his more recent wife, and they're just, I guess, having a good time and enjoying themselves at the cherry blossom festival. And other than
Exactly.
that,
Well, and he wanted to run for the president, as you
he
know,
did
and
run
all
for president. Yeah.
that. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So,
Well,
I mean,
oh, go ahead, go ahead.
no, so I mean, what I was going to say is Chuck brought this point about the homelessness. Denver has spent, I mean, we don't know exact number, but it's over $250 million on this illegal immigrants. If we would have even used part of it, we would have taken care of every single American citizen who is homeless. It wouldn't have even cost us $250 million, and they all would be living in a little nice place, would have a shower, and probably get a thing. So why don't we do something for our own people instead of somebody else who is not even doing anything for us? Look at all the drugs which are coming from China via southern border and killing our people here, our children, and all that. So I think there are lot of issues, and I'm glad Trump is there. At least he has done a lot of things that he said he would do. And but I think he's going to need somebody to support him over there. And I think two things that I can do if he wants me to do. Number one is, as an immigrant, I can help on the immigration policy. And number two, as a physician, I can help on all these Medicare, Medicaid, and other
Sure,
things
sure.
that I can speak from my personal experience what
Yeah.
other doctors are feeling.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I saw in the Yahoo News this morning that in the town hall meetings, people are causing a lot of troubles for the Republicans when they go out and talk about it. And the Medicare thing, they are really doing it. And
What?
somebody like me, I can actually tell them exactly the facts and figures about why it is important to take people who are on Medicaid who shouldn't be there.
Right.
And who needs it should be there.
Right.
And also help our doctors, because that's another issue, that doctors are quitting Medicare and Medicaid. So yes. Now we don't have providers. So this is a complex issue, but somebody who has been in the middle of it, who can explain it better? And
well,
that's what I want to do.
One of the things is, you know, as you said, as Republicans, you know, have been going out, they've had kind of paid Democrats come in and
cause disruption. Yeah.
Luckily for the Democrats, they don't hold town hall. As Hickenlooper held the town hall? Not that I've ever seen.
No, I mean, he did something. I think, was it in April or something he and Bennett were doing? Yeah.
Okay. But you're right, they don't. Well, and you made a really good point in that, you know, we see some of the MAGA people coming up through the House, but the Senate is a huge cesspool, I think, to a certain extent. And as you said, you know, Donald Trump needs people, definitely not like John Hickenlooper, even like wishy-washy people. He needs people like you.
Dr. No.
Exactly. People like you who have principles and will stand up for those principles and the shared principles that we all have in the Senate.
Exactly.
All right.
So that's what I am planning to do. And we'll take our message because even the independents are fed up.
Absolutely.
Let me. Oh, okay. Yeah, Jacob is saying when Hickenlooper was mayor, he drained the Superfund of one of the following Superfund sites to keep Denver financially viable during his term. He says maybe have Doge look into this. Everybody's making money off of it. Well, I know, Janet, you've got a ton of stuff going on. Just two final questions for you. Anything else you would want to say or add? And then also just kind of wrap it up, where people can find out more, where they can donate, where they can help you.
Well, the same thing that I am man of principles. I have even voted against the Republican bills because they were increasing the regulations or increasing our budget. And I will be the same person. I will fight for people. I am a people person. As a physician, I love to talk to people. And that's what I will be doing. And I'm always available. So people can always reach me. But my website is janakjoshiforcolorado.com.
Right.
And there is a link there, so they can donate through the link. And we are open for business now, as I said.
All right.
And right now, my goal is just to raise enough money to prove that I'm a credible candidate. And hopefully there won't be anybody else. And hopefully everybody will rally behind, particularly our Republican Party. And I think we can win. This is a winnable race. And even though people may think that it's not on the national news yet, we will be, and we will flip this.
All right. Well, yay for you.
Yay.
Everyone else to Janet Josie for Colorado. So thank you for stepping up. I appreciate all that you do. And thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you, Julie and Chuck. Thank you. And I'd love to come back. Maybe each time I would love to discuss one point
Perfect.
That I am supporting. And that way we can have a little better discussion. But today I just wanted to give you the first opportunity about my announcement and let people know.
All right. We're thrilled. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. All
right. Take care.
Thank you. All
Bye-bye.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Everybody there loves you. Full support to this man. Like somebody put the positive and a good attitude.
Thank
there you.
Go. I appreciate that. Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye. Joshi running against John Hickenlooper there, as you said. What has he done? John, who people would be like, I bet most people couldn't even say he was a senator when you get right down to it.
Wasn't he a mayor one time?
I think they would know he was mayor, maybe governor. So.
What's he doing today?
Yeah.
He still have a bar? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so I want to switch over to this. So the state party chair, unity chair, Britta Horn, had a budget meeting, $2.4 million proposed budget. The first FEC filing, we talked about this a little bit on Monday, state party's $20,000 in the hole.
Well, $20,000, you have to understand, they've got $84,000 in cash. Most of it was from
Dave
that left over to them. But they had a bill for $105,000 to their lawyers, and they've already paid the lawyer, who is her personal lawyer, $10,000. So the legal fees are more than all the cash the party has
She's
total.
only been in office 3 months, so it's like, what is she being? And so there's been a great deal of pressure on her to say what are these legal bills for, right? What on earth have you spent $104,000 on in legal bills since you've only been in office
Probably
three months?
114 after
14,
the
yeah, 114. So she says, well, basically what she
Yay!
says, it's
It's
Dave's
Dave Williams' fault. Of course.
he's been gone for 6 months, but it's
He's in the
Dave.
Trump administration now, but oh well. As she put in there, he rules from the dead.
It's like, talk about Dave derangement syndrome. So we want to set the record straight. So what she tries,
Bobby.
she tries to say that the legal bills were incurred by the party because of lawsuits that Dave filed. What she leaves out is the lawsuit that Dave filed about a year ago now was when she and the other people held an illegal meeting, an illegal vote, and illegally declared themselves the Republican Party of Colorado. Dave had to
And
sue.
they sued. This is great. So then they sued Dave and the other people, saying, we had our phony meeting and
Sue Dave first. The brittle sue Dave first.
and lost that lawsuit. So Dave then files a lawsuit
Basically
back.
saying you can't call yourself the Republican
And
Party.
yeah, and you caused the party a lot of damage, our fundraising and everything else, by calling saying we were the Republican Party when you weren't.
So
And so that's the lawsuit. So she said,
to Straight, just to clarify. So the lawsuit that she's talking about was Dave's fault, was filed by her, not as chair, but as an individual being represented by Steve Klenda, who has now become magically the state party. So what you got to understand here is Britta had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of legal fees that she incurred by personally suing Dave, by also being sued back by falsely claiming she was the Republican Party. She is now trying to wrap her personal legal fees and give it to her crony attorney, basically to pay him off for a lawsuit that she is personally responsible for, not the party. And keep in mind, the party did hire lawyers to defend itself against all of this. Hired under the Dave Williams administration, they were paid before Dave left office. So any bills owed by
There were
the Republican Party, they're
no
horrible.
bills. There were no
It's a
bills.
balance.
Yeah,
The
she paid him
balance.
in. Says my motion to dismiss the lawsuit should have put an end to this sense of vindictiveness from former chair Dave Williams. Well, wait a minute. Your motion to dismiss a lawsuit against yourself. It is you filed a motion claiming through your attorney that he could represent both you and the
And the
party.
party.
And that you ought to dismiss the lawsuit for all the damages that she caused
You.
by you. And then afterward, toward the end of the thing, a committee that Ben Arnold, Ben Arnold,
Matt
Matt
Arnold.
Ar no, no, Ben Nicholas and others were part of, and they hired Matt Arnold, gave him $10,000,
So
saying,
he was paid.
yeah, he
So
was
there he
probably
was there.
no bills there. And so she has spent over $100,000
She has not.
fight, but poorly is fighting a doing a
Smoothly.
motion to dismiss.
That's.
She's doing a motion to dismiss where she paid her incredibly expensive attorney $114,000, and Matt Arnold at the same time spent $10,000. So wait a minute, Britta. Matt Arnold got $10,000, and you. And fighting his thing, spent 114.
I
I mean,
mean,
how did you manage to bill out 10 times the entire amount that Matt had?
it's just a lie, and we'll be talking more about this.
No, it's great stuff. It's
Well, what?
just
Just a couple more things, and then we'll get to what's really going on here, too. The
what's
other
this?
thing I want to mention is that keep in mind that one of the things that was involved in some of these legal motions was, so Britta is now the chair. So she is trying to have her attorney represent both the party in filing this
against her
against her and then
and have her
represent.
attorney represent her against the party.
And the attorney, I mean, it's great work if you can get it, bills both. So he bills Britta and he bills a party. But Britta is now apparently trying to say, since she is the party, forget the rest of us,
Give me my money.
give him, my friend, all the money. I mean, what she can't legally do, he can't legally
Legally, you
represent.
can't. It's just not
Well,
ethical.
again, yeah, I mean, a judge, if a judge were to rule on it, would say, you can't do that. It'd be as if I crashed into you in my car and you decided to sue me. So we both hired the same lawyer, both to sue me and defend me. And the lawyer then is billing both of us. And I mean, it's like, and then we tell someone else they have to pay for it. I mean, you can't do that.
So,
Let
Britta's.
me just say what's one more thing. And then, so what's not in here though, because people have been saying, just show us the itemized bill. I mean, you have every right. We have every right as Republicans to ask her to see the bill. Just show us the bill.
$114,000 of money we've got.
Yeah, so show us the bill. She doesn't do that. The reason she doesn't, I mean, that would have settled the whole thing. So here it is, guys, right? The reason she can't show us the itemized bill is it would prove that she is basically using Colorado Republican Party funds and donations to pay her personal attorney for her own personal legal expenses for trying to file an illegal coup and destroy the Colorado Republican Party. That's the bottom line here.
So now, so after you send this letter out to
Very
whatever,
well. It said test name here. She didn't even send it to.
your name here, put your name in here, and so are you going to go? Oh, hey, where can I contribute? Where can I give the money to pay off this
This
massively? I don't
lawyer.
want to go to candidates or running new people. I just want to get to pay off poor Mr. Clenda. Mr. Clenda's got this huge bill you owe, over 6 figures.
Well, here's what I want to know too. Remember, at the time, Dave had to defend himself because they all sued him against KBB, Nancy Pelosi, Ed Watkins, Eli Bremmer, a whole slew of the Coosters, right?
Coosters.
I wonder if they are also rottenly trying to wrap those legal fees into it. So, in other words, all of this is they lost their coup attempt, right? And now they're trying to make the rest of us pay for that.
Well, what I think is that what from what Matt Arnold did for $10,000, you have Clenda doing for 114. I'm sure he has billing. You can always bill. You can.
Oh yeah, you
How
can
many
bill.
hours in a day?
Down, John, how long would it take you to file a motion to dismiss? I don't know, like an
Yeah,
hour?
and she calls it. What does she call it? She files a motion to dismiss. And this is
Well, the whole thing, it's just a lie. Basically, she's
Well,
blaming
that's not a lot.
she's trying to blame Dave for a lawsuit that she initiated and now has to pay off. And again, Clinton doesn't care. I mean, it's good work if you can get it, right? It's just in the meantime, though, I don't know how they're paying anything else, because the underlying problem is the Republican Party is still 3 months into her administration, $20,000 in the hole. And with no way, an apparent no, like you said, no apparent way of having anybody do it. Because why would you donate, right? If you donate right now, you know that all of your money is going to go to pay Britta Horn's attorney for representing Britta Horn. So, like, why would you donate? It's like, just go ahead and give it to Janet Joshi if you want to donate to the Republican Party, right? Give it to the candidates, give it to the school boards, give it to your county offices, even, I would say. But why would anyone want to give money to the Colorado Republican Party when Britta's just paying it? It's just ridiculous. And this letter is a pathetic thing. Just, Britta, if you want us to just release the receipts, or at least release the receipts. I'll say this. I can see why she may not want to make them public to everybody, but release them to the state executive committee members. Go and if you want to have it be a non-disclosure agreement, right? I can understand where you may not want all of that. It's legal stuff out there, but go ahead and release it to them so that they can look at it and they can say, okay, somehow or another, Britta Horn actually did hire the most expensive attorney in the history of Colorado, and owes him this money.
This is a great one. The bottom of the first page and onto the second. Dave Williams' attempt to undermine the incoming administration by continuing his invective lawsuit
It's her lawsuit. She filed the lawsuits.
made what it should have been a quick and simple dismissal into a long and costly litigation. What long and costly litigation? It's a motion to dismiss. You filed a motion to dismiss. What and they replied back.
And said, don't
And that you
dismiss
charge
it.
$114,000 to file a motion to dismiss? I mean that's all you did. You filed a motion to dismiss and then there was back and forth. And you charged a long and costly litigation. It's a one pleading deal.
And then which the judge granted, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
You
so.
spent Glenda spent I mean he's
Well, it
got
wasn't even Glenda, his intern probably spent 45 minutes on it, you know? And again.
Long and costly. When was this long and costly? It was a motion to dismiss that was determined over, 60 days. What were they ever in court? No. Did they ever
They didn't
have?
even make arguments.
No, they never made arguments. He filed a couple of briefs for $114,000.
Which is not true. This is the reality. This is what
No,
I
it is.
believe.
No, that is the
Well,
reality.
that's what she's trying to tell us.
No.
The
I'm
reality
sure.
is she
No,
owed him
no,
for all
no,
the other
no.
stuff.
Well, it may be a kind of one of the winky winky. I'll make
Right.
it back here, but I promise you, if you saw the
Very
bill,
smart.
it will all say responding to Matt Arnold, $114,000.
Right.
That's what it'll say. Whether it's in fact, for the fact that he never got paid by Britta previously,
Right. So
but so he said long costly litigation. How many motions did it submit? Do you have in a case? I mean, my God, this would be. He would charge, Glenda would charge a couple $1 million to do a simple jury trial. This is just a motion to dismiss and a response.
either one or two things. Either she's trying to wrap her own personal bills into this and make the party pay
No,
for
they're smarter than
it,
that.
or she's just, this is a money train for her lawyer. I
Yes,
mean, the
I promise you.
Brownstein is like, hey, we need a piece of this action.
We
They're
all do.
gonna
We all we ought to make we gotta make Glenda lawyer of the year.
yeah.
I mean he's charging
Because,
$114,000 to respond to file a motion to dismiss and the replies.
and long, it's only been 3 months, so it can't have been a long, and I mean, long
Long and costly
in the
litigation.
course of legal 3 months is, because keep in mind, again, I go back to all of the bills in this litigation that had been going on over this were paid for and by the Dave Williams administration before he left office. So
Too bad
the
Dave didn't have Glenda.
really,
I mean, can
so
you
the
imagine?
legal bills outstanding.
Is filing a motion to dismiss.
Or she's trying to wrap her own
No,
stuff in.
I don't believe that's true. They're smarter than
Okay,
that.
well. And then Leo, and then we'll go to Sherry here. Leo says, yeah, did you notice it says test first name? A 10-year-old could use a computer better. Oh, then we got Sherry on line one. And then we got Peter Boyle's coming up actually from Sturgis here in a second, but let's go to Sherry first. Hey Sherry, what's on your mind?
To make a comment, you had Dr. Josiane, and I loved him before he was running for something, and he's just seems like such a great guy.
Yes.
But there's honest people that want to run for political office to replace these corrupt officials. But the corrupt government has control of the political parties. It has control of the voting machines, the voting system. So there is not going to be a fair election, and lawsuits aren't going to work because the entire judicial system is also corrupt. And I wanted to bring this up, but there's a lady in Denver I want to tell you about. Her name is Sandra Myarecki. And the corruption stems from the fact that the United States is not a constitutional republic anymore. It's a
Wow.
corporation owned by foreign powers. And all the states and the counties were required to become incorporated in order to have dealings with the government of the United States. And you could see that yourself. Just go to Dun and Bradstreet, where all the corporations are registered, and it shows the state of Colorado with company, and the description shows the principal CEO listed is Jared Polis, and it's 200 East Colfax Avenue.
That's
So,
interesting.
yeah, and on Facebook, I'll give you the link. This lady's in Colorado, and she's in the military. And it's something to really look into because I see and listen to you guys, and these people are just hitting their heads against the wall. It goes back to even Casper Stockham, trying and trying and trying to find a way, and they keep getting shot down. And I think you should look into this.
Okay, no, that's really interesting. I hadn't even thought of it, but you're right. I mean, we will look into it. Okay, so,
All right, thanks, Sherry.
but Sherry, how do I spell her last name? Do you know offhand?
Yes, it's Myarecki. And the first name is Sandra.
Okay, perfect. We'll look into it. Sherry, thank you. You just always have the most wonderful calls. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we'll be talking about this some more because I
This
think
is fun.
it is fun. Well,
This is fun.
it shows, I think, a sense of panic.
I think a sense of fun. I mean, this is great stuff. So she's been in office 3 months.
Unity.
Unity, and litigations take, years, right? And her lawyer files a motion to dismiss and charges her $114,000, which is more than all the cash, more than all the money they've raised.
Right.
It's, and now he's, who knows what the next bill will be. I mean, if you're contributing to the party, you're just paying for past legal fees.
You're paying a really highly overpriced lawyer is what you're paying for.
Well, I love this guy. Man, I mean, he needs to be lawyer of the year. Boy, he's soaking this baby. Every lawyer could be proud of the soaking he's given to the Colorado Republican Party.
They're trying Peter, so he'll try again in a couple minutes. I hope. I mean, we're on the state central committee and we probably don't have enough power, but I hope the state executive committee says, but it just show us the receipts. That's all we're asking. This is great. And maybe it is all Dave's fault. I don't see how, because this is, he can, any legal fees that were incurred while Dave was in office, Dave paid on behalf of the party. So on behalf of the party.
This is all new ones since she's been, been incurred and relate to after she became chair in March. He finishes up with, like you who put your name in front here, like you, I wish that the party
would have
been able to avoid these.
Well, cool. That would have avoided it.
Well, maybe you should have hired a lawyer that didn't charge $114,000 for a motion to dismiss. I am confident that by working together, we can build a stronger, united Republican Party
doesn't bother me
that
anymore.
Wins elections. What do you mean, strong United Republican? You're broke. You're utterly broke. You've been in office for, you kept on talking about Dave couldn't raise any money. You have all done is put the party in it is now officially bankrupt. Its bills exceed its assets. It doesn't have a party office anymore. It doesn't even have desks and chairs. It's got nothing. It's officially bankrupt.
It's hard to bankrupt when you don't even have any. All right, we got Peter on line three.
All right.
We will stay on this. Hey, we are thrilled to have with us. I was billing this Peter as radio legend Peter Boyles and motorcycle legend Sturgis Clyde.
And I promoted it by octogenarian goes to the Sturgis Raj.
Hey, Peter Boyles, thank you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm with, and I bring him with me. He's amazing. He's Ugly Tom Gorman. He's from California, and he has a house here, and he's a legend. And he had a line yesterday that I got to use. The only thing older than the Sturgis Rally, because it's 85th year, was me.
How many other? I mean, it is. You've been going. How long have you been going to Sturgis?
Well, I'm going to start with Tom. How long have you been coming up here?
Peter, I've been coming out for about 20 years, and first of all, it's another beautiful day in the Black Hills and happy to be here in Sturgis. It is truly a gathering of friends and family that you meet 1 year and you continue to develop these relationships and they just continue to grow. But I've been coming out for 20 years.
I think probably the same amount of time I've probably been coming for 20, give or take two as well.
All right. So how is it?
Well, I mean, let me ask you about you went to a wonderful event prior to starting your Hajj to Sturgis with the 100th anniversary of KOA.
Which is older than Sturgis then.
Yeah. And what's amazing about that 100 years is that you've been in radio for more than half of that. You have. You've been in radio 51 years.
I board op for Marconi.
Well, how was
well? How was it? How was the big? Because we're KOA alumni. It was what
The birthday party was incredible. It was really, really, really wonderful. And I saw some people that I made up with that needed to be made up with. And
Silverman? Silverman was there? Where was Silverman?
No.
Oh, Silverman, I thought you said you made up with people that you had to. I thought Silverman must have been there.
Chuck.
No, actually, it was somebody involved in when I was let go. So I'll tell you privately when I'm at the paper office. But, I mean, I walked away, walked out of there, and I felt so good about seeing people that I haven't seen. And, in fact, on my radio show on Saturday, this Saturday, I turned a corner and a woman said to me, Peter Boyles. And I said, hi, how are you? And he said, you remember me? I said, no.
He said, was I married to you? Are you a former wife, or what?
No, he said, that's when I was a man.
Oh,
all right. There you go.
I've invited, picked up a tranny.
I mean, that made the great thing. You picked up a tranny.
This, Peter, about we've talked to you before about Sturgis, and I think even you did a column on it for the paper a few times ago after, like, Budweiser became woke. You said at Sturgis, they always had the Budweiser thing, and they were woke. Is Budweiser still there? Are they back in favor? I mean, what's the tone up there now? Is it different?
I'll give this one to Tom.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't think the American biker is quite in touch with the woke communities. So when I walk down the streets in Sturgis, I notice that the Bud Light tent is pretty empty. So that may tell you something.
Wow. So the biker, they have not forgiven, huh? They've done all their new ads and things like that, but people are not forgetting, you don't think?
I would think that the biker crowd is a little tougher crowd than the average American. So maybe the forgiveness will come, but it may not be for a while.
That's interesting.
There was a rumor that Trump was going to be here. Donald Trump was going to appear. I can say this much. I don't think Donald Trump needs to campaign in Sturgis.
No, he's got those votes.
This is pretty, huh?
Now, is it still, or does it depend?
He probably has every vote there but yours.
You're the one
exception.
Is it still, even in its 85th year, and some of you guys in your 80th.
Dotage.
Yeah. I mean, is it still as wild and woolly as it was, or is it?
Well, you're picking up trannies. I mean, you couldn't pick up trannies. And yesteryear, when I went to Sturgis, I didn't see any trannies, and you guys managed to pick up a tranny.
Well, I'll give it to Tom.
Wait a minute. He's the one who picked up the tranny. You are.
I didn't pick up a tranny.
I know, Peter. To everyone, I apologize for this segment of the show. I don't even know Chuck. No one is responsible for the comments made by the host other than the host himself. So please don't text me.
I met this really lovely woman in hot pants and a red top and a red motorcycle and pulled up in front of our friend's garage. And I'm staying actually in the epicenter of when Sturgis began, Pappy Hoyle's garage. It's been converted into some really lovely bedrooms, and it's a clubhouse for our club. And anyhow, I thought, wow. And I wanted to see the bike. The bike was terrific. And she had a dog in a pen in the back and everything, and I walked up, and it didn't take long to figure, wait a minute.
You picked up another tranny?
No.
This is your second tranny?
He's talking about the woman.
No, he's not. No. She was a man, right?
Two in 4 days.
Wow. You know, Sturgis hasn't been the same since the good old days when I was there.
But here's the thing. It's tolerant, right?
It's totally tolerant.
To be. Well, Peter, so what's the schedule up there? Because we'll let you go here. I know you guys got your weapon.
Enjoy.
What's the schedule up?
I would like Tom to talk about why this is what it is. I mean, because that's the magic of it, if you would.
Well, it certainly is. I always call it the eye of the storm, and it can also be referred to as the mecca of the motorcycle industry. So it's one time a year, every August, and it's a gathering of, as I said earlier, of family and friends, and you meet new acquaintances, and you reunite with acquaintances that you've met in previous years. So it's truly a family that we have developed here in the biker community, and we all think the same. We all enjoy the industry and riding motorcycles. And the Black Hills here in South Dakota are just tremendous riding opportunities. The hills are gorgeous, and we've got great weather all week.
Yay.
And I'll add this to it, and I mentioned this before. Louis Armstrong, he didn't like to be called Louis. When asked about jazz, Louis or Louis Armstrong replied, "If I have to explain it to you, you won't get it." And I think it's one of these things when people say, why do you keep going back every year and you ride and you're an old man and everything that you've said, there's a draw. It's like, what's that place in Ohio where the buzzards go every year? They go. No, it isn't like the swallows in Capistrano. It's like in some place in Ohio, the buzzards go back. And I come back and I see all these people that I haven't seen for a year, and you hug and you go to concerts and shows, and it's just, I mean, it really, well, you've been shocked. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really, I loved it.
Well, here
I must admit, I didn't pick up any trannies.
This is from Dr. Donna here. She says, as close as I will get there this year after breaking my ankle and healing is to tool around the state this weekend. Cheers, guys. So there you go.
Well, I have to say, and I won't really give Peter credit. I mean, he's 81 years old, and he rode his bike all the way up there. He didn't helicopter in. He didn't, take a bus.
Once he got up there.
Yeah, no, he drove his bike all the way there, and he's going to be driving all the way back, which is, I think it's just tremendous that you're
that's kind.
Ready, willing, and able to be able to do that. That's so fantastic.
Yeah. Friday morning at 4 a.m., I pull out and work Saturday morning, and the tranny that I met at KOA is going to be my guest on the air Saturday morning.
There we go. Oh, Peter, listen, let's just end it on that, okay?
Yeah, you can't end it on any better note than that.
Hey, thanks, Chuck, to you, and hey, thanks, Chuck, to your guest.
Watch them grab their chest at Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I'm going to put you up for it.
Have fun.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show, and have a
thank you, guys.
Have a great time.
And thanks, Tom. Tom's been really special, so thanks you, guys.
Tom. Enjoyed being with you. Thank you.
All right, thank you,
Tom.
All right.
Thank you, Peter.
Peter from Sturgis. I have never been. You've been.
I've been.
Dr. Duncan has been.
4 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.
3 or 4 years.
It's not my thing, really, Sturgis. They don't have spas there, do they? Yeah. Do they?
They call them med pits.
Yeah. A couple other things too. Just wanted to kind of throw this out. So Governor Polis has indeed called a special session to close the, and Jacob, you were the one who brought this up, right? There's been part because of Trump making the tax situation better for the average American. The Colorado, Democrats are like, what? We can't make things better for the average American. No. So they're calling a special session to see how they could put the pain back on all of us here in Colorado. Yeah, he called a special session today.
To deal with
because as Jacob pointed out, some of the taxes that we're not taxing, waitresses, tips, and things like that, not to mention the state is completely out of control on sanctuary city spending and things like this, right? So there's like
Let me explain to you. The line number two of the Colorado tax return asks, what is your adjusted gross income from, I guess, line 42 of your 1040? So since they're not charging taxes on tips and Social Security and other stuff, your adjusted gross net income is less,
right?
Because you didn't have to report it, and therefore the state has to take a hit. So now they're going to have to probably change the Colorado tax form to, you have to add up your gross income and then take out your deductions, and then it will show what you made in tips and Social Security and other stuff.
Exactly.
So they can tax it. So rather than
saying, what a good idea, let's cut the average American citizen a break, they're like, are you kidding me? No, we need to.
Tips? I mean, we won't be able to tap tips? Or
Wait a minute. You have to redo the tax form.
Yeah, I know.
And if you're increasing taxes by doing the tax form, that may be a Tabor increase.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a Tabor.
Excellent.
No, that's just going to be
excellent point.
It is a Tabor.
We can count on our courts to defend Tabor.
That may have to go to the vote of the people to change the form of the tax form.
Yeah. Well, that's I can guarantee you two things. One, they will claim they don't have to go to the people, Two, the courts will agree with them that they don't have to go to the people, even though everybody will go, well, sure, you have to go to the people because you're increasing their taxes, but
And then I think the other thing is too is I don't know, call me crazy, but maybe the state could look at ways to cut the budget. I mean, I'm just saying, right? You've got, you know, like with the, you
Joy.
got the, I'm sure they've got something in there, like the city of Denver is, you know, $3 million on a hey, don't eat meat project. I'm sure the state has some place they could cut the budget. And of course, Polis is like, we do because we don't want to attack education.
Joy,
It's
Julie,
like, I
Julie.
know, call me crazy. So Jacob, you're
It's
saying the special session is being set up specifically
to change the tax
to
code.
change the tax
To
form
change
to
it.
screw
They have
us.
to. They have to.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have
They
to.
could cut their
No,
budget.
you can't. You can't add a line onto the tax form without a vote of the legislature. That's part of the
No,
finance
but
department.
what I mean though is they could cut their budget. They could just spend less, like,
That's right. I
but
just
they
want
won't.
really
That's
quickly. I want to
ridiculous.
bring up something. Remember how I told you that there's all that gas under Ulysses? And
Yeah?
now I see a report last night that the DIA wants to put in these nuclear reactors, which I'm all for. But why don't you just drill your own gas, and then you'd have, then
Because
you don't have
we
to go to
don't.
that nuclear reactor
We
stuff.
don't like gas, Jacob. We don't
Okay,
like
it's
that.
dirty,
If we could put a giant
dirty.
windmill up there, that would be one
Yeah,
thing,
it's
but that
polluting
wouldn't.
our. It's we're
It's polluting
already.
air.
It's you know what the temperature was today? It
Yeah.
was 92.
Climate
I mean,
change. Yeah.
climate change is affecting all of us. Come on, Jacob.
If they do go to gas, they can replace that blue horse with Dino the dinosaur
You go.
from Sinclair. All right, bye.
Hey, thank you. And thank you for that explanation. So we've got that going on. And I'm just going to say, for instance, one thing somebody had pointed out in Twitter. So I don't know, this was just on X, so I have not verified it. But it said, for instance, when I'm talking about quitting, in the past 10 years, NGO grants have gone from 312 million to 988 million. Maybe we could look at that and cut back on that. Maybe we don't need to fund
Is that
publicly.
state ones? Oh, well.
Again, I haven't
All good
verified.
stuff.
Yeah,
Those
yeah.
NGOs deserve all the money.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
they're not the friends of Governor Polis and the other Democrats. They are hardworking, these are nonprofits.
They're going to do all kinds of other crazy stuff, I'm sure, while they're there. I mean, if Jacob's analysis is correct, and it sounds like it is, then they have to, and he's because he's right about this kind of stuff, then they have to redo the tax code in Colorado. I'm sure they're going to do other stuff too, right? It's like, and if you're a Republican, you have a surcharge on this, a surcharge on that.
And the Republicans will agree.
Right. So we'll see what happens.
That's amazing.
And we gotta watch, guys. Here's where we have to watch the dark money donors here too, because if they start fiddling with the Colorado tax code,
Oh,
you know what I
Julie,
mean? Part of the
that's just
compromise will
so
be
cynical.
Advance Colorado under Phil Antrim will say, well, we won't challenge you in court, or we won't do our own ballot initiative if you put this stuff in too.
Okay,
So
okay, okay. Yeah. No tax on tips. Get that out of there. Make sure the state gets his money, but no tax on railroads. That's much better.
Or sports entertainment
Sports
facilities.
entertainment facility, yes.
And if we buy that land, plot of land there in the Platte Valley,
No
there are
tax on
no
that.
taxes on that. Yeah, no. And we'll get some kind of biz, what do you
Those
call it?
waiters and waitresses, we got to believe them. We need to believe them.
For our corporate benefit. So, and then what else? Oh, this is just another thing too about talking about Denver and decay. Well, everybody is canceling their subscriptions, like the five people who still have one, to the Denver Post over the Do Better Denver. The city of Denver, in its ultimate wisdom, has now decided, you will like this if you didn't see this, Chuck,
Okay.
that there are no more parking requirements for massive developments. So if you're a developer,
Thank
the
God.
way it's been awful anyway,
Thank God.
usually if you have however many apartments you have to
Yes,
have like
yes.
point, it's ridiculous anymore, but like 0.5 parking
Right.
spaces, right? Now, none.
None.
None, no parking.
None.
Now, what could go wrong with that? To have a
Nothing.
massive high-rise apartment
Nothing.
complex on
Nothing.
Colorado Boulevard with
Yeah.
no parking.
No,
It's
it'll be
like,
great. It'll be great. It'll be just wonderful.
yeah, exactly. Dr. Donna says the sky is falling. Polis says we have 18 or 1 point, I think it's one, yeah, $1 billion budget hole. Oh,
Oh,
so they'll have to fix
I'll
it.
just take a little more from you people.
That's
Don't be
right.
greedy. We got that $900 million we got to give to the nonprofits. You got
That's
to know
right.
that.
That's right,
Those wonderful nonprofits
because they
are
support our
working for
reelection.
you for charitable, well, okay, themselves, but still.
It for us, you guys. We will see you back here, I think on Monday. Thank you to remember Janet Joshi, check that out. For he's gonna need all the help he can get. And
Yes.
I'm glad at least and I'm glad that there is a solid conservative challenging Hickenlooper. I have to say it's gonna be a challenge, but I'm glad he's running.
You can't beat him if you don't try.
That's right. Thank you to everybody on Zoom and the great guys at BBS.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Everybody have a great day. Bye, everybody on Zoom.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got it.
All right. Thank you, sir. We will see you later.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. Bye-bye.